Hi, everyone. Welcome to Advanced Radio. We're so glad you're joining us on this second day of April. And we have a trends article for you today on a topic called podcasts. I don't think it's that familiar or that popular in Asia, podcasts, but very, very popular in parts of the world. And I have two very active listeners of podcasts with me today in the studio. My name is Linda, and I have...
I'm Charlotte. I'm a loyal podcast fan.
And?
Simon, and I also listen to podcasts every day.
I don't listen to them every day. I listen to them once in a while. What about you, Charlotte?
Yeah, I like to put one on when I'm cleaning the house or taking a walk, something like that.
Okay. And do you guys mostly listen to them on your cell phone?
Yes. Or
definitely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because when I was reading the article, I see that there are other ways to do this, to listen to podcasts as well. I don't know if that's considered a podcast later on when they start talking about the infinite dial, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. So, I would like you to think about writing into us and tell us what, if you listen to podcasts yourself and what you think of them, or if you would like to try some out. And if you have your magazine, this article can be found on page 10. And I would like you to turn to it and follow along with us so that you can keep up with what we're talking about, or find it on your digital device and read along with us. And right now we're going to start reading the article in the left-hand column.
Podcasts, a growing trend. Tips to help you find great podcasts. Had your fill of podcasts this week? At home, in the car, on the treadmill? If not, is it because you don't know how to find them? Or you don't realize all the goodies you're missing? Docudrama series, focused froth about food, tech, business, books, and hundreds of tightly polished TED Talks. Of course, many radio and TV shows are available as podcasts too. And now, we're starting to see podcast-exclusive performances from talents who've given up on the mainstream media airwaves. The number of listeners to internet-streamed and internet-downloaded shows has been growing at a brisk pace, doubling in the last 2 years to 15% of the populace weekly. Edison Research and Triton Digital report in the study The Infinite Dial 2017. Tech-savvy young adults ages 18 to 34, 44% of the audience, and the 35 to 54 set, 33%, are especially attuned to this alternative audio, and sometimes video medium, named after the Apple iPod that first made it prominent. Teens, 7%, and the 55-plus population, 16%, are the demos most ripe for growth, said Edison's Tom Webster. Each month, 24% of the U.S. population uses the podcast medium, which sometimes evokes golden age radio, while challenging conventional AM/FM listening habits, just as on-demand TV services are rocking broadcast and cable TV. Tellingly, 60% of monthly podcast listeners are Netflix subscribers, 24% watch Amazon Prime Instant Video, and 17% use Hulu.
So, Charlotte, have you had your fill of podcasts this week?
Well, I was just traveling not too long ago, so I definitely had a lot of extra time to listen to some podcasts this week, that's sure.
So do you stream them live or do you download them?
I prefer to download them just for convenience, so I don't have to worry about internet speeds, or say you're going through a tunnel and you're cut off. So I prefer to download them.
So do you keep them on your phone always?
They delete once you've listened. In the app, there's an automatic way to delete once you've listened to it. Otherwise, it will build up on your phone quite a lot.
Okay, so let's talk about this for our audience. So what's the app that you go to? Is there like something that's called podcasts, right? A podcast app?
Yeah, it depends on which type of phone you're using or which type of device you're using. If you're using Apple products, they actually have an app called Podcasts with other things. Sometimes you have to download one. with Apple stuff, it's all managed through your iTunes store. But I think even before we get into that, we should probably explain what a podcast is for people who aren't overly familiar to them.
Yeah, it's one of our vocabulary focus words. So
that's right. It's basically like a radio program, but you download it as an MP3 onto your phone. So you can listen to it anytime instead of having to tune into the radio or something like that.
So is it automatically downloaded when you open up one of the programs on the app or when you hit podcast?
It can be. A good podcast app gives you a lot of choices. So, for example, you can download individual shows from a series, or you can subscribe so that your phone tells you each time a new show becomes available, or it might automatically download it. Charlotte already mentioned that after you've played an episode or a show, your phone can automatically delete it, or you can choose to save it. If there's like a series and you're listening to part one or part two or part three, things like that. So there's lots of different choices. Another thing you can do with most podcast apps is make a playlist of different podcasts all mixed together in a way you like them. For maybe if you're commuting, you can listen to three or four during a long commute.
Okay, and how do they make money? Do you have to, when you subscribe, do you have to pay for them, Charlotte?
Well, one of the great things about podcasts is that they're free, and most of the podcast apps themselves are also free. So I think that a lot of their support is coming from ads, and they'll get different products that they might talk about during the show, or they might have spots at the beginning or the middle of the program. And some podcasts are also supported by their listeners through different ways as well.
I was going to add to that, there are many different kinds of podcasts. Like, you get some podcasts that actually come from radio stations, where they're basically replaying things they've played on the air.
Right, I listened to one of those.
That will be, a good example of that would be like BBC News or mm-hmm. something like that. And those things are supported as part of a bigger business model. But the really interesting podcasts, at least as far as, you know, in my opinion, are these really kind of specialized ones about very specific topics. And those tend to be much more of a community sort of thing, where people actually support the podcast every month with $5 or a small amount of money. And in exchange, they might get a t-shirt once a year or things like that. So there's much more of a community thing going on with some of the smaller, more specific ones.
Okay, so we see that podcasts are actually radio programs that are stored in a digital form. So you can download it on your phone. It says on a computer or an MP3 player, just so we all know clearly what we're talking about here. And it says that you can, as we were just saying, you can listen to it at home, in the car, on the MRT, on a treadmill, on a plane, in a different country while you're
exactly.
traveling. And if we look at our article, it says that you don't realize all the goodies you're missing. And then they start describing them, or the author starts describing them here. He mentions docudrama series. Okay. And so if something's a docudrama, what is it, Charlotte? You listen to this kind, right?
Yeah, I do. So docu means documentary. So it's telling about something that is a true event. And drama, of course, is like a story. So it's basically where someone is telling a story that is true, or telling the facts about a story in a way that's compelling to an audience, so that they want to come back and listen. Maybe they'll choose to reveal different parts or aspects of the story in a certain order so that you want to hear what's going to happen next. And one great example of that is a podcast that has become the most popular, most downloaded one of all time, called Serial, which was a true crime podcast.
And we were just talking about this before the program, that crime podcasts are probably the most popular ones that are listened to now, right? I mean, there are a variety of them, aren't there?
I don't know. The special thing about this one that Charlotte mentioned, it's called Serial.
Mm-hmm. And that's spelled S-E-R-I-A-L.
So that podcast, Serial, it's not an ongoing one. Like, you don't listen to it every week. It's like there are maybe 7 episodes that are part of a story, or 12 that are part of a story.
Is it a connected story?
And it's all connected. So in the case of Serial, they were looking at a crime both times, right?
Mm-hmm.
There were two different serials, I guess you would say, and they were both looking at a different crime. And then the makers of Serial went on to make another serial that wasn't actually about crime. It was about sort of a mystery, but not about a crime.
Okay. So that's just an example that you can think about. If you're not a native speaker and you're listening to these, you need to give yourself time to get used to them, because sometimes the vocabulary might be a challenge to you. But, you know, I think it's very good for our listening because it's a storytelling kind of way, right?
Yeah, and I believe in the podcast app you can actually speed up or slow down the speed. So, like, if you're wanting to get your news really quickly, you can listen to it at 1.5 speed and just kind of buzz through. But I think you could also slow it down a little bit.
There are also sort of ESL-friendly podcasts out there. Some of them are really slow and actually focus on vocabulary, things like that. And I'm pretty sure there are even news services like Voice of America mm-hmm. that will probably have sort of actual current events news stuff in
right.
sort of simpler English. So if you look around out there, I'm pretty sure you can find some stuff you'll find interesting.
Well, we see here that these docudrama series focused froth about food, tech, business, books, and hundreds of tightly polished TED Talks. Okay. Now I know that Charlotte doesn't like the word froth here. Because really it just says something that's not serious, that has no real value, but is entertaining or attractive. Or when you think about your latte, it's the top where all of the, the milk is kind of whipped in that kind of airy.
That's my favorite part of the drink.
No, but it's not your favorite part of how this person is describing podcasts, is it?
Right. It seems to imply that most of the podcasts are kind of a waste of time. They're kind of just for entertainment. And I think one of the great things about podcasts is you can learn a lot of new things about topics you haven't really listened to before, like tech or business or money. You know, maybe I'm not that interested in economics, but I might listen to a podcast called Planet Money and learn something new.
Oh, I listened to that once. It was really interesting.
It was, yeah.
And we see here also, it says tightly polished TED Talks. So we're not talking about polishing furniture here or your car. It means that they have been gone over so that they're very professional. Okay. And a TED Talk, this is probably one of the most common ones. So TED stands for Technology Entertainment Design. It covers a very wide range of topics depending upon who's speaking. And it is just the name of the media organization, that is known for free online talks. With covering a wide range of topics. And this is quite old, actually. It started in 1984. I don't think it really became popular until the last decade, you know, toward the end of the 2000s, from what I know. But I don't know a lot of people that listened to it before then. So we see here that you can also get a lot of radio and TV shows on podcasts, which is interesting. I listen to one, Wait, Don't Tell Me. It's a satire on news. I think it would be very difficult for a lot of non-native speakers to listen to this one because it's very fast moving and you have to catch a lot of political innuendos, you know, these like little kind of things that they're saying. And a satire means they're talking about the truth, but in kind of a way that, is making fun of it. It's highly entertaining, but it definitely is a review of the news over a past week. So that's just an example of a radio show. Do you listen to any radio or TV shows on a podcast, either one of you?
Radio shows. There's a big network of free public radio in the U.S. called NPR.
Right.
And all of their radio shows, or most of their radio shows, are available as podcasts. So some of the more famous ones from them, you mentioned Planet Money. That comes from them. So it's also available on the radio. But I think the really big famous one's called This American Life.
And
Yes. It's always mm-hmm. been a top podcast. It's sort of an hour-long I guess it's kind of like journalism, but it's really storytelling. So they use the methods that journalists would use to make sure the story is true, and then they sort of present stories about life in America, I guess.
Yeah, I've listened to that one. It depends upon which one you're listening to. Mm-hmm. Everybody's taste is quite different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but that's another one to remember if you want to try your listening skills, This American Life. And actually, NPR has its own app as well. So you can get a lot of the podcasts right off of their app. Okay, so we see that people are actually leaving the radio and TV shows, and they are doing podcast-exclusive performances. I thought that was quite interesting.
Right, and the word exclusive means it's only available on that place, or it's only available to a certain group. And so maybe some celebrities even are starting their own podcasts where they can talk about what they want without being controlled or being, without someone telling them what they should say or what they should perform. But fans might be drawn to that because they can hear or get to know these stars in a very different way than on their TV programs.
And it also says that a lot of these are from talents or from people, as Charlotte just said. They've given up on mainstream media airwaves. So they've kind of given up on TV or, radio as we know it. And they're trying their own thing. It's also very interesting, the next paragraph we have here, it says the number of listeners to internet streamed and internet downloaded shows has been growing at a brisk pace. So I think we know that brisk just means a quick pace. It's picking up, and actually it's doubled in the last 2 years to 15% of the populace weekly. That's not a high percentage, but if you think that that's doubled in 2 years, you can see that it's a growing trend, mm-hmm. I think. And then we have this research that's been done by Edison Research and Triton Digital in the Infinite Dial 2017. And what does that tell us, Simon?
Well, it tells us that these podcasts are most popular with two groups of people. The first are young adults, and those are people who are between the ages of 18 and 34. And we see specifically that about 44% of podcast listeners are from that age group. The other big group are people from 35 to 54, and they make up about 33% of listeners. And so they use this phrase here. They say those groups are especially attuned to this alternative audio.
And if we say somebody is attuned to something, what does that mean, Charlotte?
Well, I think about a radio, since we're talking about radio, where you have to turn the dial to get to the station you want. And if you're just a little bit off, then it's not going to be a clear connection. So if you're attuned to something, you can understand it clearly. You're familiar with it.
Right. Okay. So they like this. They know about this alternative audio and sometimes video, this kind of medium. And so they're very attracted to it. I mean, they know how to handle it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that it actually comes, this term podcast comes from Apple's iPod. And that's probably where it first appeared. Okay, it says that first made it prominent or very well known. And then teens, actually, and the 55-plus population. So the teens make up 7%, and the 55-plus, so that means over 55 and over 16%, are the demos most ripe for growth, said Edison's Tom Webster. Okay, so this demo, it's taken from demographic. As Charlotte said, the writer's kind of trying to be very trendy here. So from this population group or segment of the population, they think that podcasters think that this is the population that they can attract the most.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be careful when you use the word demo, though, because I think it's more common use actually means demonstration, like
right.
to show someone how to do something instead of demographic, which really just means like something to do with the population. And that's a much rarer way to use demo. So.
And actually, when I first read this, I was thinking demonstration. I was like, this does not really make any sense until I read the specialized term here for it to say that it means demographic in this situation, which makes a lot more sense. So, yeah, just be careful. And then what happens every month regarding the podcast medium, especially among the U.S. population, Charlotte?
Well, as we said before, it is really growing. So about 24% of the population now is listening to podcasts on their commutes, when they're exercising different times. And they say that that kind of evokes the golden age of radio. And for me, that is really a picture of maybe the whole family sitting around the radio because that's the only way they could hear their news or be entertained.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's a specialized term, actually, that is a period of time that is believed to be an era of ideal happiness and prosperity. So, yeah, but when they say golden age of radio, I think of that. that picture that you painted, Charlotte, and then, you know, that's when everybody listened to the radio for everything. That was kind of before TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
TV kind of took over. And then we see that it's challenging conventional AM/FM listening habits, just as on-demand TV services are rocking broadcast and cable TV. So what does that sentence kind of mean, Simon?
Well, when we say AM/FM, they're, of course, talking about sort of traditional radio. You can tune in either on an AM band or an FM band.
Which is what you're probably listening to right now.
That's right. And so the idea is that these podcasts are causing a bit of a challenge to those radio stations. And I don't know if they're causing a challenge to all radio stations, because like we mentioned, a lot of podcasts actually come from the radio. But I suppose if your radio station sort of plays a playlist of music or does just sort of talk radio or those call-in TV shows, it's very hard to turn that into a podcast that you would want to listen to later. And so I think probably traditional stations that have that sort of content are finding that a lot of their listeners have disappeared and gone to podcasts instead. And then it compares the challenge that podcasts are making to radio to the challenge that newer ways of watching TV, they call them on-demand TV services, and the way that those are challenging traditional TV channels.
Right. I thought that was very interesting. So people are much more particular about what they want to listen to. So we see the statistics here, you know, Netflix, 60% of podcast listeners are Netflix subscribers, which I think makes a lot of sense, because if you watch Netflix, usually you want to watch what you want to watch, not what's just available out there. And our Amazon Prime, Instant Video, and Hulu. And of course, this is coming from the U.S. Point of view, so these are all, like Hulu is TV programs from the States, mm-hmm. and Amazon Prime. I think you can get this anywhere. We watch some on Amazon Prime, but it's watching things that you want to watch, not just turn on the TV and see whatever's on there. Okay, well, we have one little paragraph left, so let's read that right now.
Loyal fans. Once converted, podcast fans prove loyal. I'm often running into people who tell me they listen to Fresh Air podcasts instead of On the Air, host Terry Gross said. Celebrating its 30th anniversary, Fresh Air was rated the nation's most listened to podcast on Apple's iTunes platform in 2016. Episodes were downloaded about 2.7 million times weekly across all platforms.
So we see that by this subtitle here, Loyal Fans, that once people start listening to podcasts, they never look back. Right, Charlotte?
Actually, I canceled my Netflix subscription, and podcasts are my main source of, I guess, entertainment these days.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Simon?
I subscribe to both podcasts and Netflix.
Okay, it says that once converted, podcast fans prove loyal. And if somebody is converted, what does that exactly mean, Charlotte?
It kind of means to change your beliefs or change your behaviors, where you are 100% in the camp of that thing. So they've been converted from radio to podcasts, maybe now they're like believers in podcasts, something like that.
Or from Netflix to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is a very famous podcast in the United States called Fresh Air. And the host of this podcast is Terry Gross. This is also a radio program, right, Simon?
Yes, it is. And it's from that network we mentioned in the U.S., NPR, National Public Radio. And it's one of their more popular podcasts. So this guy's actually fairly famous. Terry Gross is a fairly famous radio personality, as well as, I guess, podcast personality based on this.
So once again, we see that a lot of podcasts are taken off radio. They are radio shows. But it just means that you can listen to them whenever you want to. You don't have to wait for when the program is on the radio. in this situation. And actually, Fresh Air is the most listened to podcast in America on, according to Apple iTunes platform, and this is in 2016. I don't think it's probably changed a lot since then. And back then, it was celebrating its 30th anniversary. That means when this was written, okay?
Yeah, so the show's 30th anniversary was.
And it's kind of amazing. The episodes from this program, from Fresh Air, were downloaded about 2.7 million times a week. And it says across all platforms. So that means wherever, whatever you were listening to your podcast on. That's quite high, I would say.
Yeah, that's a lot of listens.
Well, we're going to continue our discussion tomorrow of podcasts, this growing trend of podcasts. So we hope you will come back. And if you have time between now and then, maybe you want to take a listen to one and see what you think. But we have to say goodbye for now. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.